Women. Russian forces are observing a temporary ceasefire Sunday in two Ukrainian cities. An official in one of the country's two pro-Russia separatist regions said. The head of the military in separatist held Donetsk territory said safe passage corridors for residents of the besieged port city of Mariupol and the city of Volnovakha would reopen Sunday. He did not say for how long nor whether a ceasefire would accompany the evacuation. An agreement to allow civilians to escape the two cities collapsed Saturday amid continued shelling. Ukrainian officials confirmed that evacuations from Mariupol would take place Sunday and a ceasefire would be in effect between 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. Meantime, Ukraine is pressing the U.S. and Europe for more help, while Russian President Vladimir Putin is warning no-fly zones and even sanctions are akin to declaring war. The Russian tanks and missiles besieging Ukraine are also threatening the food supply and livelihoods of people in Europe, Africa, and Asia who rely on the vast, fertile farmlands of the Black Sea region known as the breadbasket of the world. Ukrainian farmers have been forced to neglect their fields as millions flee, fight, or try to stay alive. Ports are shut down that send wheat and other food staples worldwide to be made into bread, noodles, and animal feed. And there are worries Russia, another agricultural powerhouse, could have its grain exports upended by Western sanctions. Ukraine's president has made a desperate plea to American lawmakers to help get more warplanes to his military and cut off Russian oil imports. President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke with some 300 members of Congress and their staffs in an hour-long private video call on Saturday. This is VOA News. MasterCard and Visa are suspending their operations in Russia. It's the latest blow to Russia's financial system after its invasion of Ukraine. MasterCard said Saturday its cards issued by Russian banks will no longer be supported by its network, and any MasterCard issued outside the country will not work at Russian stores or ATMs. Visa said it's working with clients and partners in Russia to cease all Visa transactions over the coming days. Many other companies around the world have also made moves to up the financial pressure on Russia and its people because of its attack on Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken stepped briefly from Poland and into Ukraine Saturday for a meeting with Ukraine's foreign minister. The minister predicted Russia would be defeated after invading his country, but he's also appealing for more military assistance. Earlier in the day, Blinken visited a welcome center set up by Polish authorities in what was once a shopping mall close to the border. It's where roughly 3,000 refugees are taking shelter. America's top diplomat heard harrowing tales from mothers and their children who described long and perilous journeys and the shock of the sudden disruption and the fear for their lives after fleeing the devastation of war. Afghan refugees who fled their country following the Taliban takeover 6 months ago are struggling to find affordable housing in the high-cost U.S. cities where they've chosen to settle. The Lutheran Immigration Refugee Service helps resettle refugees. An official there says some population destinations, such as the D.C. area and Southern California, are nearing their saturation point, as some 76,000 Afghans nationwide have gotten help from resettlement agencies. The organizations have been working with Airbnb to provide temporary housing while talking to property management companies to find more permanent solutions. Officials in Pakistan are vowing to hunt down and arrest the masterminds behind a deadly mosque attack claimed by the Islamic State affiliate. The assault killed 63 people and wounded nearly 200. IS said in a statement Saturday the lone suicide bomber was from neighboring Afghanistan. He shot two police guarding the Shiite Muslim mosque in northwest Peshawar before entering inside and exploding his device. The attack took place as worshippers knelt in Friday prayer. The IS affiliate, known as IS in Khorasan province, is headquartered in eastern Afghanistan. For more on these and other stories making international news today, please visit our website. That's voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.